And what do you call the part of an apple that you throw away after you've eaten an apple?
Core.
And do you ever hear of a name for dried apple piece slices?
Dried fruit or dried apple or dried apricot.
What kind of nuts do people grow around here?
Pecans.
Anything else?
Oh, some hickory nuts.
Any
walnuts? I don't think so.
Do you like walnuts?
Not too well. Pecans are my favorites.
Well, you know, there are two covers on the walnut. There's that
big husk or...
And then inside that's the what?
Shell.
And what about, like, if you make a casserole, do you ever buy slivered...
Almonds.
And what about nuts that grow underground?
Peanuts.
You ever hear them call anything else?
Goobers.
Would you call them peanuts or goobers? Like, is there a difference there, or is it the same?
As far as I know, it's the same. It just depends on what people have grown up calling them.
Well, would you call them peanuts if you got them out of the field, and if you bought them already, you know, roasted in the store?
Mm-hmm. I don't ever say goobers. It's a very slang term to me. It may not be to people who use it all the time.
What kind of citrus fruit do you use?
Well, we have grapefruit and lemons. Not that we sit around and just eat those, but we use them. Limes.
And
oranges, of course, yeah.
Well, if there was a bowl of oranges on the table over there and you walked out of the room, you know, you put it there for company or something, you came back and you said, if it was empty, you say, well, the oranges are...
all gone.
When you lived in the country, what did you grow out there, you know, in your...
Well, now, I never did live there. I always lived in town, but we would go out there. My grandparents lived there. They grew corn, cabbage, tomatoes, potatoes. I guess they grew potatoes. I don't really remember that, but I'm sure they did. Beans and peas. Those are probably the main things. We used to grow a little bit of lettuce in town. This little garden lettuce, never did make a head, of course, but we'd have wilted lettuce, salad. Oh, radishes and onions.
Well, did you grow those big tomatoes or the little ones?
Bigger ones.
Have you ever seen those little ones about an inch across?
Uh-huh. Cherry tomatoes.
You ever heard them called anything else?
Cherry tomatoes. Salad tomatoes.
Ever heard them called Tommy Toes?
No. Tommy Toes? Nope.
And you said they had potatoes. What kind of potatoes is that?
New potatoes, sweet potatoes, and Irish potatoes.
Well, what's the difference there?
Okay. A sweet potato, it has yellow meat on the inside. It has a dark brown jacket on it, and it's usually more elongated on the ends. An Irish potato can be rather... oblong, but it's usually a shorter, fatter potato with a thinner brown skin. The meat is white. New potatoes are small Irish potatoes. They're usually quite round, and the skin is a reddish brown color, and the meat is white. They're very good cooked with green beans.
When you just say potatoes, which kind do you mean?
Irish potatoes.
And what about yams? Have you ever?
Well, that's sweet potatoes.
Is that the same thing? Well, did you grow any of those things that make you cry?
Onions.
What kind? Did you grow this little fresh ones?
Yes. Well, in our garden at home, you know, in town, we grew little green onions. That's probably what they grew out at the country, too.
And what about soup? Did you grow any kind of vegetable that you put in a soup? Like,
okra. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they had okra.
Well, if you had a vegetable or a piece of fruit and you left it out too long and you didn't eat it, the skin on it would do what? It would
shrivel.